You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2005, and this is show number 10, I believe. Yes, after my confusion yesterday, today is show number 10. Welcome to all the new listeners, and welcome back to all those who have heard the show before. I keep calling it a show, but it's not really a show, it's just me talking about whatever. But, and sometimes the boyfriend, and someday hopefully a guest. I've decided to try something a little different tonight, and I'm going to put on the, use my iRiver with the, I got this headphone set, this Lansing Altec headphone set that has a microphone and headphones in so I can hear myself talking as I'm recording. And I'm going to do a couple chores around the house using the iRiver. So, let's take a listen to whatever I talk about while using that thing, and we'll see. We'll talk more in a minute. Okay, I have strapped on the iRiver, and I'm using my new microphone and headphones from... Oh God, what the hell is it? I got the idea from Poos, Mr. Poos from Poos Radio. What the hell is it? Oh, it's an Altec Lansing headphone and microphone set. I don't think it's stereo, though. I don't really know, but hopefully I'll be able to move around the house and do things while I'm talking. And what we're gonna do that I need to do while I'm recording a podcast is repot a plant. I got a flower from somebody at work, and if I don't put it in a pot with some dirt, that poor thing's gonna die. It's already got some dead flowers on it. So I'm opening the drawer here, looking for a spoon to use some put some dirt in this. I went to Target this on Tuesday when I took a day off. I bought a nice white pot to put this plant in. So now I've got some dirt, or some potting soil, I should say, and I'm going to spoon it in here to put a layer of dirt on the bottom of the pot before I put this pretty flowering plant in it. Anyway, while I'm doing this, I can talk about other things. Tomorrow night, I am going to the boyfriend's house for a dinner party, and it sounds like there's going to be seven of us there. And I met one of the guys who's going to be there. And oh shit, there's the phone. Well, we're not going to answer the phone. We're going to, because we're podcasting. So let me turn off that fucking ring. You know, it never fucking fails. Every time I want to make phone, oh, it's my friend David. David, you're calling and you're interrupting my podcast, so I'm going to have to call you back later, which I will. Anyway, back to what I was talking about, the dinner party on tomorrow night. I said I've met one of the guys who's there, who's going to be there, and then supposedly there's going to be, wow, this thing has a lot of roots on the bottom. You ever heard of root rot? Well, this doesn't have it, but there's a lot of roots there. Let's see. I'm trying to break up the dirt in there. So, God, that might be too small of a pot. But at least it's standing up erect. This is called a dahlia. A dwarf dahlia. Okay. Well, let's put some dirt around it. And I'm going to have to drench this sucker because it is dry. Oh, excuse me, I just burped. And I know people don't like that. At least I know the boyfriend doesn't. Oh shit, it just fell over. In the pot, that is. I have to put dirt on this side. I'm doing this in the sink because I am notorious for making a mess when I'm potting plants and stuff. And since I live in a condo, it's not like I can go outside. I mean, I have the balcony, but then I'd have to sweep the balcony, so why not just do it in the sink and then just run all the overflow down the drain. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Clog up somebody else's pipes, why not? I'm in a high-rise condo, why not? Let's see. God, I don't know about this. I have to push this dirt down, get my hands dirty. Love dirty hands. I'd rather than be dirty with something else, like... Well, no. Not like that. Get your minds out of the gutter. I was thinking, like, you know, chocolate or caramel or something. Okay, now I'm pushing this down. I don't know about this. Get my hands all dirty. I don't know how this microphone's recording because I haven't used it yet. This is a new experience for the podcast, is to have use the iRiver with the microphone plugged in, recording. Okay. Now I guess I should order that. I didn't make that much of a mess. There's not that much stuff to put on the drain. I will save this extra dirt, though. I always use dirt for my other plants around the house. They always seem to be... the dirt seems to be... let's put this in this closet. How about up here? Okay. Anyway. Now, see, I'm doing what Wanda does, and I'm totally losing my train of thought because I'm doing things while I'm podcasting, which... Madge does that, Madge Weinstein. Okay, throw that away. Rinse the spoon off. Okay, I don't know if you know, can you hear that water running? You probably can, but maybe not all that great. Okay, now put the spoon in the dishwasher so that we can actually use it. And now I should probably water this plant and let the water run out of it. So let's use a couple paper towels and set it on there. Oh, my nose is a little bit runny. I never finished the conversation about the dinner party. I'm going to the boyfriend's for dinner party. I said there's going to be 7 people there, 1 guy I know. There are... I don't know... It's going to be 7 of us total, and I don't know because my good friend David left me a... email message saying, you know, I said in the email message, oh, there's going to be 7 of us, it should be fun. And then he writes back saying, as long as it's not me and 3 couples. And I'm like, oh shit, I don't know if it is, if all these guys coming are couples or not. So I might have to ask the boyfriend, and hopefully David won't be mad if that's the case, because I don't even know. Like I said, I only met one of the guys. But the guy I did meet is bringing a date, so I don't know if they're dating or if they're just on a date. I don't know. I'm going to cut off dead flowers on this thing so that other growth will occur. I'm not a big horticulturalist or whatever you want to call it. But, oh, there's a new bud, so that flower will start. But there are some dead leaves down here I want to get. And I was talking about... God, I keep doing that, getting off track. So I don't know if these guys are a couple, or if they're all couples or what, but there's going to be 7 people there, and it should be fun. As long as my friend David doesn't get upset if they are couples, of course there'll be the one couple, me and my boyfriend. But I don't know. Okay. Hopefully he won't be upset. So the dinner party should be fun. Now, what else we have to do for this weekend? I have no idea. We really don't have any plans for the... Although, I know he's going to come up to my house on Saturday night. And we're going to rerun the same thing we did last weekend. I'm going to cook pizza. And we're going to hang out at my house on Saturday night. Let's see this water. Don't overflow. Currently pouring water into the new potted plant that I just potted. You know, I'm kind of liking this microphone thing if this is recording, because I can get other things done while I'm podcasting, or at least creating the podcast. Now, if this runs out all over the counter, I'll be really mad at myself. There goes my nose again. Okay, that looks good. Cut off all the dead leaves and the dead flowers and repotted it, gave it a nice drink of water, And now I'll let that drain out and move on to something else. And what I need to move on to is packing my backpack to stay at the boyfriend's house tomorrow night. Because when I get home from work tomorrow, I won't have time. Well, I'll probably only have time to take a quick shower and change. So, let's get the backpack out. And what do I need? I'm only going to be spending one night there, so I need... Can you hear me breathing on this thing, or is that the, Well, this microphone has that little wind thing on it, but I don't know if you can hear me breathing or not. And I'm going to try not to breathe right into the microphone, because it might be too close to my mouth, or it may not be close enough, depending on the how it sounds when I listen to it on the computer. Okay, we got a t-shirt, some underwear, because we never go commando. I don't like the jewels hanging. I like them packaged. Oh, God, let's see. What's the temperature going to be on Saturday? I'll probably wear shorts. So I'll take some short socks and some shorts. Let's see, what shorts am I going to wear? I'll wear those. Now, isn't this interesting? Because this is kind of what sometimes what Madge Weinstein does. She does other things around her house while she's podcasting. And this is my first show doing this kind of stuff. Oh, and the other one, John Ong of Ongline. He, at least lately, he's been taking us to work with him as he's getting ready to go to work. So now you know what I'm doing. I'm now packing my little bag to go, or my backpack to go to the boyfriend's. Now, what do I need? Oh, I better pick a shirt out. In the closet here. Oh, yes, I'm in the closet. I'll come out of the closet in just a minute. Let me pick a shirt. Okay, I'll wear this one. I wear a lot of plaid shirts. I know that's not... I am not a fashion person at all. I'm definitely not fashion conscious when it comes to, you know, like gay fashion, because I have all plaid shirts. You should see my closet is full of plaid shirts. I forget who was telling me I should wear. Maybe it was the boyfriend, I don't remember, but someone was telling me recently that I need to wear something other than plaid shirts. I could be a lesbian, I wear so much plaid. Okay. Okay, I've got a shirt, shorts, underwear, socks, undershirt, and then I'll just pack all the other stuff like my toiletries tomorrow. Oh, excuse me, there I go again. I'm not going to do that. All right, now what else did I have to do? Well, the sun is going down, so let's close the curtains. All right, those curtains are closed. I don't know if you can hear all these little things, like the curtain rod thing. Oh, and I think I said I probably did say my last podcast that the air conditioning came on yesterday in my condo. Or maybe I wrote it in my blog, I don't remember. But the air conditioning is back on. Okay, the water did not drain out of that pot. Maybe I should put some more water in there. Not that I'm trying to make it drain out of there, but I want to make sure it's hydrated enough. On my balcony, I have these two square pots that I plant stuff in every year. And usually I buy marigolds or something that's already been growing at Home Depot. But this year, I actually got seeds. And I planted the seeds. And literally, just in the last week or so, because I planted them probably 2 weeks ago. But just last week, they started to come out. They started to grow. There goes, I'm just closing out the curtains. And now I'm looking out the balcony, and I can see that there's like probably 15 to 20 little growths in these square pots on my balcony, so I can't wait for the flowers to come out. Now, what else do I need to do? I don't know. Well, let's finish up this part of the podcast, because I'm on the iRiver right now, and I will switch to the microphone on the computer so that I can do some other business I want to talk about. voicemail I got from somebody in Manhattan, New York. Yes, he didn't say who he was, but, you know, they always give the phone number on the voicemail thing, so somebody from Manhattan. So, just a second, I'll talk some more, and it may sound different because I'm going off the iRiver onto the microphone. Well, that was interesting. It sounds like the iRiver records pretty well, and the microphone and headphones are working well, so I can do more remote things. I'm not tied to the computer, to the, I should say, the office, the desk, or Studio A, as we can call it. Anyway, something else I wanted to mention was I got some a listener voicemail today from someone in Manhattan. Whoever you are, thank you for the voicemail. You didn't leave your name or email or anything like that. I'm not sure who you are, but you gave me a suggestion for the RSS feed reader or something. And I didn't quite hear it. I think it was Podspace or something like that. So if you are listening to this, the person who just who sent this voicemail, I'll play it in just a second, but the person who sent me the voicemail, if you could email me, you can get the link to, you know, to email me on the website. Please email me and tell me what that RSS reader or that software that I can download the podcast directly and listen to them, because I'm interested in it. And you said it was free too, so I'm interested in that. If you could email me, please, I'd appreciate it. And of course, I encourage you to call back and leave me another message. You said that it was funny, but I was trying to remember, what did I talk about last night that was so funny? I have no idea. In any case, for the rest of you out there, here is Stranger in Manhattan's voicemail.
Hey, Archer, I just subscribed to your podcast, and I was riding the fast train to work, and I had to tell you, I was, like, laughing out loud. People around me must have thought I was a kook. Anyway, I just got done listening to the Christian radio, or Christian telephone company podcast. I'm actually walking as I'm out of breath. But I had two things for you. One is, if you're looking for an alternative to iPodder X, there's a very simple but effective and free client called Podspace that I use, which is kind of, I like it because once I listen to a podcast and I sync it up again, it actually deletes the ones that I finished listening to, so I like that feature. I don't have to manually delete anything off of my iTunes. And secondly, I got a fax at work the other day that was asking me to check one box if I was for gay marriage, and check another box if I was against it. So that went along with the theme of your podcast. So anyway, keep the good work, and see you again soon. Bye.
Wasn't that nice of him? He's a sweetie, whoever he is. Please let me know who you are. Or not, you can be a stranger. In any case, I think we're going to encourage, well, I'd like to encourage other people to call the voicemail and leave me a voicemail. That would be nice. I'm going to burp, I think, but I'm going to try not to. I bet you know how you can feel one coming up. Or maybe it's just going to be indigestion, who knows. But I feel some kind of burning in my chest. Nope, I'm not having a heart attack or anything, it's just indigestion. Because I'm so fat, you know, the fatter you get, those things, well, I'm not so fat, I do need to lose weight, but, oh God, enough of this shit. I think we're going to go ahead and close out the podcast for today. I know it's a short one, but sometimes shorter is better, who knows. Well, not in dick size, that's for sure, but I'm not a size queen, but my boyfriend is, ha 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 ha, surely you've heard that joke before. All right. thank you for listening. Please call the voicemail, leave a message. I wanted to play Wanda's promo one more time because she's got this great idea for calling people on May 31st for a wake-up call. So take a minute and listen to this promo, and I'll be back in a second.
Do you find yourself up all night looking at inappropriate things on the internet?
Oh, yeah, midget porn. I love midget porn.
Do you find yourself repeatedly showing up late for work?
French fries do not make themselves. You need to be here on time every day.
Luckily for you, there's an answer. It's the Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call from Juan Wisdom at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Yeah? Who is it?
Get the hell out of bed, you dirty whore.
That's right. Wake-up calls aren't just for hotel stays anymore. Now you too can get a personalized wake-up call from America's top podcasting drag queen, Wanda Wisdom of LuckyBitchRadio.com.
If you don't get your fat ass out of bed right now, Mary, I'm going to come over there and smack you silly.
It's Wanda Wisdom's Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call coming soon. Head over to LuckyBitchRadio.com for more details.
If you wouldn't have sat around on the internet all night looking at porn, I wouldn't have to call your sorry ass now, would I?
You've never had a drag queen get you up quite like this. Check it out over at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
I love that idea. Wanda is so cool. She's my inspiration. So we're going to end the podcast now, and hopefully you'll come back and listen again. Now, I will tell you this, that since I'm going to be busy this weekend with the boyfriend, I probably won't podcast again until Sunday evening or Monday, because usually during the weekend I'll record something with the boyfriend and I'll turn that into a podcast, and maybe, just maybe, I'll podcast or record something with the at the dinner party tomorrow night. You just never know. You're just gonna have to come back and find out what the next podcast is about. So hope you enjoyed the podcast, and thank you for listening. Come back again soon. And let's see. A couple of ones I've been listening to lately have, finished their podcast with like a word of wisdom or something like that. Or you know, I think John Ong says, remember to smile. And Feast of Fools, Fausto says something like, sing as if no one's listening, dance as if no one's watching, something like that. Those are very good. So I'll just leave you with my little nugget, which is an appropriate word. Go ahead and pick your nose as if nobody's watching. How about that one? All right, that's enough for now. Bye! Thank you.